Dictation for Larry, Larry Rushford, Rushford, July 6, 57. Address as a letter to Dr. Tan, TSN Today, AM, Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow up for Mr. Rushford with progressive renal failure on the background of hypertension and extensive peripheral vascular disease with prior stenting lower extremities bilateral and right-sided carotid endarterectomy, as well as physical findings to suggest poor circulation with libido, L-I-V-E-D-O, and ischemic changes, fingers and toes, a person who also a heavy smoker, including now 3/4 of a pack per day, as well as alcohol abuse, presently 6 packs of beer 3-4 times a week. When I saw him back in April, he still was at Laurels of Fulton, F-U-L-T-O nursing home. Now he is living alone in Alma, A-L-M-A, in the Pine Villa, V-I-L-L-A. A few days ago, I was called with results of worsening chemistries. I talked to, there was no phone available. Eventually, I got a number to talk to a family member, and I get in touch with patient. We adjusted some of the medications, repeating chemistries. Now he comes for a follow-up. He's still very weak. Has a cough from smoking, but is clear without purulent material hemoptysis. Has not required oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Denies orthopnea PND. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. Denies abdominal pain or increased abdominal girth. There has been no diarrhea, bleeding. Is still making urine. Denies cloudiness or blood. Just feeling weak. Has not checked blood pressure at home. Here is running low, 90s over 40s. Chronically ill, distant breast sound, COPD abnormalities, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no gross enlargement or liver spleen. Is wearing a brace on the right ankle. Muscle myoclonus. Next paragraph. Present medications include Norvasc, aspirin, Lipitor, Fletol, Celexa, Plavix, Metoprolol, Remeron, Protanix, Clonidine, Losartan. Losartan. Period. Next paragraph. Chemistries. A significant increase of creatinine up to 4.9, which is higher than baseline in the upper twos. A normal sodium potassium, a low bicarbonate of 13 with a high chloride 110. Calcium upper normal, glucose in the 120s, anemia 9.2, a normal white blood cell platelet, low ferritin at 33, low iron saturation at 11, a normal B12, folic acid, PTH elevated 118, high phosphorus 7.3. We did a kidney ultrasound, both kidneys in the low side, 9.3 right, 9.4 left, without obstruction, no urinary retention. They saw a lesion on the right kidney. Question a mass. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, relatively fast over the last couple of years in the background of atherosclerosis with relatively small kidneys. Presently, blood pressure in the low side. I cannot rule out renal artery stenosis and effect on medications, given that he has low blood pressure, symptomatic, and statin, amlodipine, losartan, clonidine, also pleto. He will remain on beta blocker, a low dose, check blood pressure at home, repeat chemistries. Next number, iron deficiency anemia is going to require a stool sample. If positive, potential colonoscopy, iron replacement before we do EPO treatment. Next number, elevated phosphorus. Discuss about diet and phosphorus binders. Begin on Faslo, one each meal. Next number, severe metabolic acidosis. Started on bicarbonate replacement. Next number, early symptoms of uremia, myoclonus. I ask patient and family for admission to the hospital so we can do things in a short period of time. He was very clear and strongly against admitting to the hospital, so we will try to do our best with his cooperation and family to help him hopefully reverse this condition or potentially starting on dialysis. Next number, elevated potassium. Discuss about diet. Next number, smoker COPD abnormality. Next number, alcohol abuse, but no documented liver cirrhosis. In terms of no ascites, nothing to suggest active gastrointestinal bleeding and no encephalopathy. Next number, incidental lesion on the right kidney. Has multiple medical issues. At this moment, we are going to prioritize other medical issues before we go further exploration. Next number, I have no information in terms of echocardiogram, valve abnormalities, ejection fraction. Clinically, no evidence of pulmonary edema. Cannot rule out, however, given his alcohol abuse over time, any cardiac toxicity. All is to discuss at length with the patient, family member, encourage coming to the emergency room, encourage to admit it to the hospital today from the office that he declines. End of dictation.